wish the day would come when we all are one.
New Yorkers converged on Albany for Monday morning's annual official observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and legacy. It included a march along city streets to the nearby statue of King. Andre Rivera is a commissioner on human rights for the city of Albany.
There's a new era, you know, you have a new administration, and what I found historical about it is that what Dr. King said, that we can all do this together, it was very diverse. You had all the common council members, which I believe was a historical moment for the city of Albany. So it tells me right there that Albany is heading towards the direction of what Dr. King said can happen if we all stand together.
Fifth Ward Councilman Mark Robinson stands inspired and determined to help change his neighborhood.
This is a very important day, you know, for me, my family, as well as my community. And, you know, just moving forward one day at a time, one block at a time, one yard at a time, hopefully, you know, we will see results in the near future.
First Ward Councilwoman Dorcia Pleers.
I am always thankful to hear people from diverse backgrounds celebrating the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I am also always proud to hear people acknowledge the fact that we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go.
Assemblyman John McDonald agrees.
When people are going without housing, or they're going without jobs or being underemployed, when they're going without food on the table, it shows that the message that Dr. King presented over 50 years ago is a message we still continue to need getting out there on a daily basis.
Congressman Paul Tonko also acknowledged that long journey ahead.
When we see the gap between the most comfortable and the struggling middle class and those falling out of the middle class, those hopelessly in the working poor category, there's got to be more social and economic justice. So we need to move for economic fairness. We need to move for equal opportunity to dream the American dream. And we need to polish our democracy so that we keep moving toward perfection.
Albany City Auditor Leif Engstrom weighed in.
We have slipped in the last 40 years when it comes to caring for other Americans and caring for our country. We've been offshoring jobs. American corporations seem to have forgotten that they're American.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan is impressed with the New York State Museum's recording of a 1962 speech by Dr. King that hadn't been heard since it was delivered in New York City.
I hope that we can actually listen to that here first and use it here in our city first, in our schools. It's something that we should be very, very proud of, and it's an exciting discovery.
Perhaps the concluding prayer at the ceremony reflects the composite mood of the day.
Now look to the person next to you and say, neighbor, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.